and we found the most of them in ear, the potentiality of the human being. We have created the music, art. It didn't exist before the humanity. That's it. But you, you have to go through a lot of fighting and doing this and that to relax. Just like these three children we were talking about. They are boring because their life is boring. Their father is a king, fantastic one. We leave them a country, everything. And when he dies, he will ask him, listen, go around and enjoy everything. But there is one place, don't go there. You heard it right at the beginning of the story. Whenever you start, go and try. Whenever you start to tell this story to someone, forget about the Rumi and this stuff. Right at the beginning, he knows the end of the story because he knows that they will go there. And it's not that they will go there. They will be punished for just not listening. Because why did he prohibit it? Did they ask? No. Should they? Of course. So I said, Father, what is it? Why shouldn't we go? How do you know? Have you been there yourself? And all other stuff. No. Let's start, because this is the nature of human being. Now, tonight, let's hear another story in the middle of this story. Yes.
Story of the Sadri Jahan of Bukhara. Any beggar who begged with his tongue was excluded from his universal and unstinted charity. A certain poor savant, forgetting and being excessively eager and in a hurry, begged with his tongue amidst his cavalcade. The Sadri Jahan averted his face from him, and he contrived a new trick every day and disguised himself, now as a woman veiled in a chador, and now as a blind man with bandaged eyes and face. He always had discernment enough to recognize him.
What does that mean? First of all, we are listening to the story. Okay, this is another paragraph. And this is the title of the paragraph. But the title of the paragraph is very long, explaining all the story. Because you are not supposed to listen to the happenings of the story. You are supposed to listen to Rumi. Okay, he explains a bizarre attitude. This guy has this attitude that you are not supposed to ask for something. Then he will give it to you. He doesn't like the begging. Do you get it? Who is this beggar who is begging always for something? Yeah, it's you. All the human beings are like that, right? Okay, he prefers not to. Then what? We talked about it. When there is something, there is the opposite. So there is this beggar who tries different tricks to trick this fellow and get something. And he always will recognize him. Why? Oh, that stupid guy doesn't know that this guy is practicing something. By having a principle, you're practicing something, you are in order, so you notice the differences and all of that. What is his specialty? To know the beggar. Beggar cannot hide, because this is his specialty. Yes?
It was the habit of that most noble lord in Bukhara to deal kindly with beggars. His great bounty and immeasurable munificence were always scattering gold until nightfall. The gold was wrapped in bits of paper. He continued to lavish bounty as long as he lived. Like the sun and the spendthrift moon, they give back the radiance that they receive.
Ah. You're listening to the story. The story goes like this, that there is this guy who is a good guy and he's generous and he pays always and all these explanations for what? Oh, he gave you an example. He said, you don't get it when I say there is someone who is giving you and doesn't ask for anything. How about the sun? The sun is giving you everything and doesn't ask for anything. Doesn't need anything. You think that everybody in any condition should be a beggar and needs. No. There are the situation of needlessness. Yes.
Who bestows gold on the earth? The sun. Through him, gold is in the mine and treasure in the ruin. Every morning, an allowance to a different set of people, in order that no class should be left disappointed by him. On one day, his gifts were made to those afflicted. Next day, the same generosity to widows. Next day, to impoverished descendants of Ali, together with poor jurists engaged in study. Next day, to empty-handed common folk. Next day, to persons fallen into debt.
Okay, what's going on? He started to count days, and it was simple to say, he was trying to different groups, not to forget anyone. No. Listen. Goes from branch to branch to branch to show you what? We talked about the generosity of this fellow, right? And we exaggerate it and we say this is fantastic. Why? Because there are so many needy people. Let me count them for you. There are this group of people who are in need. There are that group of people, that group. You could always find the needy people. Yes?
His rule was that no one should beg for gold with his tongue or open his lips at all.
His rule was just like this. Don't drink it out here. I know it's down there. Don't bring it out. Why? Ah. when it's there, down there, everybody knows, especially me. But when you bring it out, then you bother other people. It becomes public. Your neediness shouldn't be the public need. It's only something you need. When you bring it out, it's public. This is the opposite idea of privacy. Keep it private, because when you bring it public, it will ruin everything. Yes?
But the paupers stood in silence like a wall on the outskirts of his path. And anyone who suddenly begged with his lips was punished for this offence by not getting from him a mite of money. His maxim was, "Those of you who keep silence are saved." His purses and bowls were for the silent.
Okay, this was a bizarre verse. First of all, it's complicated. It's a mixture of Arabic and Persian. So neither of them could really read it. And it's playing with the words, which are very rare. To explain what? Exactly, to make this, that someone like me will point it out and say, hey, wait a minute. He was talking about something. He was talking about the influence of this guy to the other people. The influence is this, that when he is crossing, they will stand like a wall without the expression that we are talking about. If somebody accidentally even will open his mouth to say, me, I'm here and I need, he will not get anything from him. Yes?
One day, extraordinarily, an old man said, "Give me alms, for I'm hungry." He refused to the old man, but the old man importuned him. The people were astounded by the old man's importunity. He said, "You are a very shameless old man, O father." The old man replied, "Thou art more shameless than I, for thou hast enjoyed this world, and in thy greed thou wouldst fain take the other world together with this world." He laughed and gave the old man some money. The old man alone obtained the bounty.
What was that? He was talking about the rule, and he showed you that. I'm talking about the honest good man. So his rule has exception. The exception is this: one day one old man will say, "I'm hungry, give me something." He will say, "No, you talked about it, I will not. You are no good fellow." He turned around and said, "How about you? You have everything. So I have the right to ask you for that." And he accepted it. Because here there was no real cheating and trying to be clever and blah blah blah. The exception. And he made the exception, gave that guy. Yes, let's go back to the room.
Except that old man, none of those who begged saw half a mite or a single farthing of his money. On the day when it was the turn of the jurists, a certain jurist, by cupidity, suddenly began to whine. He made many piteous appeals, but there was no help. He uttered every kind